Yeah. Did you raise you raise crops around here? Your crops around here?
Yeah.
Well, now you'd grow cotton or corn in a what?
I never grew cotton but once in my life, and I got enough of it that year. That was from 1918.
Yeah? Tell me about the work you did.
Well, you work it to keep it growing, you know, and putting on and
moving.
For the boll weevils to eat it up.
You got dad go near poke poison down their throat to get them to kill them, right?
Well, I don't ever remember poison, the
arsenic
patch I had.
Yeah.
Well, I remember poison in ice potatoes, bugs, and one thing or another, all such as that. And we raised a good bit of ice potatoes during this. In the springtime, at any rate, sometimes they'd have a bad market here, and everybody lose money. Next year, maybe they'd make some money out of them. Ups and downs.
Yes. Now, when the cotton was coming up, you'd have to get in there and do what? You have to.
Well, it scratch around it, you know, to keep it from packing down too much and all such as that. I never did fool with cotton.
Yeah.
Speak of to remember.
About July or August, you'd say it was what, when you didn't go in there anymore?
Well, you'd run a harrow in there to kind of scratch it down, make a dust, especially since after the boll weevil come, then keep it dust in there and make it dry, that the farms would fall off where they stung, you know, and they'd dry up in there and the worm would die, you see. When that farm would really dry up, be so hot. Now, I've seen the dust in the roads of barefooted, the kids was barefooted all the time. Sometimes that dust would get so hot it'd burn your feet. Well, just the plain ground wouldn't get so hot, wouldn't feel it.
Yes, sir. Couple of quail sounded like.
No, it was some sparrows or something flying around to you.
Well, sir, did you plant any other crops? Where would you plant your crops?
How you mean?
Well, you planted. What did you plant when you farmed?
Well, most of my planting has been farming has been just in and out until. In the early 40s, I started planting sweet potatoes and they began to have a market then. And,
do you still have any that you sell?
How's that?
Do you still sell any around?
Oh, I moved them out. I had them bugs in here and I had to move clean them out. That's how come I had to clean out down to there then. Sold a few, just friends. I quit raising for the canning plant. I got a canning plant there in St. Francisville.
Yes, sir.
But labor got so hard.
Yeah.
And it's a colored man lives on the old home place down there. It's not mine. It belongs to my sister-in-law. He raised a few pus to eat and one thing or another, the Puerto Rican potatoes every year. And I punished me to fertilizer and one thing or another, and I'd give away nearly all of them. I don't sell very many of them. I'd give them to friends and all such as that. Come here, I'd give them a bushel, half bushel, whatever they feel like to want.
What kind of fences you got around here? Did you have that kind of fence that you'd have around the garden? What sort of wooden fences?